Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin as Hashem Shai B'Tochen Shir number 15. We're in Perek Aleph, and we're talking about the seven conditions needed in order to fulfill trust, and that Hashem only has is the only one that has those seven conditions. The sixth condition is exclusive responsibility. That for trust to happen is to know that all the affairs of the trusting individual are in the hands of the one that he trusts. V'shi'ayin ha'b'teach mosu b'yodoi. All the fears of the one who trusts is entirely in the hands of the one he trusts. V'lo yuchal adam lazikai, no person other than him can harm him. V'lo yiloi, no one can help him. V'lo yehetave, love nor benefit him. V'lo yitchis nezek mi'alav zulasi, nor prevent harm from coming to him. Other than what is controlled by the one whom he trusts, he's not subject to any kind of events or accidents or mishaps. Hashem is in total control, so therefore you can trust him. Lightning cannot strike a man unless Hashem wants it to. A man cannot fall down and get hurt unless Hashem wants it. He's like a slave imprisoned in a pit, in a deep dungeon, in a pit under the control of his master. In the olden days, people who were taken captive, they were sometimes put in pits in the ground, which they could not escape. And the master would drop food into the pits, and the prisoner knew that no one could help him other than the owner of the pit. The owner of the pit was in total control. He could provide food or he could withhold food. And the prisoner knew that he was totally dependent on the owner of the pit. And since he was feeding him every day, he was relying on him to feed him further. When the trusting person is under the jurisdiction of the one who trusts this way, it will be easier to put trust into him. And the seventh condition is unconditional generosity and kindness. So this is a fascinating concept. If someone is always, you're the one you trust, a human being, loves you, thinking about you, capable of doing everything for you, knows exactly what you need, no one can interfere, and everything's under his control, but there's one more condition. Let's say you misbehave. If you misbehave, so that the person whom you're trusting loses interest in you. This means that your trust is limited. It's only effective if your conduct is good. This is a condition that is not as easy as it may seem. People are often careless in their behavior, and they commit offenses to displease their master. So we have to introduce another condition, that when we trust, we're trusting no matter what. And even if we do something wrong, that won't change. Even if we offended him, we know that we are, that the one we are trusting is on our side. We're going to explain this soon, but this condition is necessary for trust, because if you don't have this full trust, and there's always a possibility that doing wrong things could forfeit that right, then it's not full trust. To fully trust, you have to believe that he's such a good friend that he won't forsake you even when you're not worthy. That's what it means. She'emisha batach ola betachas hanedivus v'chesed. He trusts with unlimited generosity, unlimited kindness, l'misha roi u'l'misha ein roi, whether he's worthy or not. Now, Avigdor Miller explains, though, there's a condition to this. Hashem brings punishment on Rishoyim for the sake of the good people. So let's say someone who has faults trusts Hashem. His faults will deserve some type of ramification there. But if he trusts into Hashem fully, Hashem will allow his trust to reprieve him to a great, great extent. He has to forgive, he has to do tshuva, but the trust in Hashem will help him. That's what the Chayv HaSavavus means. In other words, someone knows he has to fix things and he did things wrong, but he still trusts Hashem. He'll do tshuva ultimately, but the trusting helps a great deal. And we trust even if we're not deserving. He's still going to have a very large degree of compassion on us because we trust in Hashem. The very trust helps that. Now, when it comes to truly wicked people, murderers, rapists, terrorists, and things like that, that's a different story. Because he desires to help the good people, and there is schar v'einish, there's nothing to talk about. But a good person, that may be flawed, even if he doesn't have all the schusim now, He trusts Hashem. Hashem will help him. Righteous people also have faults. Who doesn't have faults? We all have faults. But they trust Hashem that despite their faults, their trust will help. The very trust in Hashem. Hashem has compassion not only on those who are fully deserving, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Hillel. He has compassion on those like ourselves, even though we're not as deserving. Says generosity should be constant, and his kindness should be near and continue, and lo yikares lo yipasek, should never be cut, should never be short, should never be interrupted. Now that we've talked about all seven conditions, now it's going to say that only someone who has all these conditions, that's the only way all the conditions are met. Only Hashem has these qualities. No human being has all these seven qualities. So for us to put trust in Hashem, we understand what trust is. And he always meets these seven conditions. And since he meets our conditions, we have to logically oblige to put his trust in him. Person should prove his trust, let his mind rely on him, not just openly by fulfilling mitzvahs, but also that he's a firm Jew by keeping secretly in his heart to watch himself, believe by what's in his heart, obey varav in his limbs. They must allow him to be devoted to Hashem that way. And to be accepting of his decrees, even when it seems against you. You will know that even if what he does seems against you, it is for your benefit. Like a doctor who prescribes bitter medicine, you may think at first that he's punishing you, but in reality, the better medicine is exactly what you needed. And you have that trust, and you take it wherever it is, wherever it comes, and it's all for your benefit. And you will judge favorably the actions and decisions of Hashem. You will give Hashem the benefit of the doubt. Doesn't mean you'll get everything what you want. And it could be that the way you want it is harmful to you. You want $1 million. He knows $1 million will literally destroy you. So he won't do it. So Hashem in his kindness allows the trust of man to help him out, to give him what's needed. Now, when we look at Hashem, he has all these seven conditions. You can't find all seven in created beings. But they're all by Hashem. And we're going to review these conditions again. Number one, kindness. He has mercy on his creations. Rachav Chanan Hashem. Passion and gracious is Hashem. Will I not pity on a great city, Nineveh? So Hashem told Yaini that his compassion extends even to non-Jews, not just Jews. You see, non-Jews also have food, have heat, have shelter, they have places to sleep, they have clothing. Hashem is feeding the whole world, including all the food that is not permitted to us. But it's given to them, to nourish them. And we thank Hashem for feeding all creatures and including all nations. It's a tremendous, tremendous insight. Second condition, caring. Shein misalim, he does not hide or neglect us. Hashem never sleeps. Hashem never stumbles. Third condition and fourth condition, power and knowledge. Shuchacham, he's wise. No one can overcome him. He's wise of heart and strength of power. Who can stubbornly impose him? The Yishlam and still win. And it says, "The Hashem to you is Hagdula, greatness, Vagvura, strength, Vatveres, glory, Vanitzach, victory, Vahoid, the majesty." This means that Hashem will be empowered with all the qualities that enable him to carry out what he wishes. The Ksiv, Hashem, Malikayach, Bekebech, that Hashem is within you and amidst you. Gibor Yoshia, and he's mighty to do help. Most people see this and they think this is obvious, all of these things that we're saying. But to penetrate into your heart, it's a tremendous, tremendous achievement. Fifth condition, exclusive responsibility. He alone conducts the affairs of man from the beginning of his existence till the end. and his development. He's not your father, your creator. He made you, and he established you. And he relied on my mother's stomach. From my mother's innards you brought me forth. Poured me out like milk, and currently my cheese. So a person should use his imagination to picture from the very beginning of his existence, when he was almost nothing, how Hashem put together the materials that substitute a body, and finally he had a little body that he should know. The author of that body was Hashem. He knows enough to recognize that. He's mipsari echzalaka. The sixth condition, no one can benefit him, no one can harm him. That means whenever people that are Risham harm wicked people, it's Hashem's decree. People live happily, it's Hashem's decree. Everything's Hashem's decree. Who decreed that anything came into being that Hashem didn't command? Does not all the harm and all the benefit come forth from the mouth of Hashem? Grass dries out, blossoms fade, but the word of Hashem will stand here forever. And then it says, Achin Chatzir Adam, people are nothing like but like grass. So explain that in the Maimar Shlishi. The seventh condition, Sheni Divasei Koileles. His generosity is all-embracing, and his kindness is all-encompassing. You see Hashem's kindness everywhere. Sunlight, air, grass, trees, garments, home. Hashem creates sunlight for us. People sell fruits in stores. Rabbi Mignavili always used to be nispal from it, walking on the street, stores that sell fruit, stores that sell meat, stores that's where they sell bread, baked goods, the clothing. Shoes. Everywhere you look, Hashem is supplying the needs of mankind all over the world. This process of supplying, the process of supplying the needs of man, is taking on again and again without end. Like it says, "Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamav kol ma'asov." Good is Hashem to everyone, and His mercies are unto His creatures. So we see from here a very, very important lesson. No matter how frum we are, We're exposed to the secular media, and we need to recognize and internalize our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing is an accident. Vaseichel Geizer, common sense dictates the Kovitz Ela Shiva and Yonah Babar Yisalim ability of Ram, that Hashem, that you combine these seven conditions that apply only in the Creator. I quoted these verses just as a reminder. When his awareness of the truth of Hashem's kindness becomes reinforced, he will trust him, and will give himself over to him. And imagine all his fears are to Hashem, and he won't question Hashem's judgment. Won't resent Hashem's chosen, what Hashem chose for him. Like it says, "Koyshi shuay says of Hashem ekra, Hashem ekra, and sarv yogin emtz of Hashem Hashem ekra." I'll raise up my cup of salvation, and I will call out the name of Hashem, and I will find distress and sorrow, and I will call in the name of Hashem. So to summarize again, there are seven aspects of bitachin, seven deep aspects of bitachin, that only Hashem has the ability to fulfill. Number one, His endless kindness. Number two, His caring. Number three, His power. Number four, His knowledge. Number five, His exclusive responsibility. And number six, exclusive control. And number seven, unconditionally generous and kind. That brings a lot of brachas and yeshuas and refuas and achamis. Sometimes the bitachin that we have gives us a simchas alev and a confidence to move it forward, to move it and make it stronger and stronger in our trust in Hashem. And we review this, and we recognize that we can only trust Hashem and no one else fully. And we continue to do this with great strength until it becomes part of our personality. Bracha v'atzlacha.